Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 27th of February. Looking back at the big race at Kempton Park last Saturday, the Racing Plus Chase, Nakarat, a former winner of the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby, won the race for a second time, winning by 11 lengths. He could now go to Aintree to defend the Grade 1 race he won last year, the Totesport Bowl Chase. After their respective victories at Kempton Park, Grometti and Baby Mix head the anti-post betting market for the JCB Triumph Hurdle at next month's Cheltenham Festival. Well, in the space of a few days, last week, the two Yorkshire-based jockeys who fought out a tremendous battle to be the UK champion jockey last season on the flat, Paul Hannigan and Sylvester D'Souza, have both landed plum jobs at Newmarket with world-class international racing organisations. Hannigan has been the champion jockey on the flat for the past 2 years, and he was signed up on Thursday as the first rider for Sheikh Hamdan Al Maktoum, taking over from Richard Hills, who is retiring from the saddle shortly after 15 years as first-choice jockey for Sheikh Hamdan. Hannigan will still maintain his links with Moulton trainer Richard Fahey and will ride for the stable whenever possible. As for the Brazilian-born D'Souza, he joins the worldwide Godolphin operation run from Newmarket by Sheikh Mohammed, Sheikh Hamdan's brother. In effect, D'Souza will be number two jockey in the organisation to Frankie Dettori. Well, both Hannigan and D'Souza are jockeys the North and Yorkshire in particular can be proud of. And along with many local racegoers, I wish them every success in their new ventures. Their loss from the northern racing scene on a regular basis will provide opportunities for more of our local riders. Well, there's racing tomorrow, Tuesday, at Catterick, a seven-race programme beginning at 2:20. Looking at the entries, Severo, a winner last Tuesday at Wetherby for Melsonby trainer Alan Swinbank, could carry top weight in the handicap chase over 2 miles at 3:20. Well, Doncaster's final meeting over jumps this season, a two-day fixture, takes place on Friday and Saturday. There's a 2 o'clock start to Friday's seven-race card, while the action on Saturday is due off at 2:20. The feature race on Saturday is the William Hill Grimthorpe Chase, over 3.25 miles, offering prize money of £45,000. The race could attract some Grand National entries, and over the years has been a good guide regarding performances in the Scottish Grand National the following month at Ayr. Well, after racing on Saturday at Doncaster, racegoers will also have the opportunity of attending a special Cheltenham Festival preview in the Lazarus Stand Premier Suite at approximately 6 o'clock. When At The Races presenter Simon Mapletoft will host a panel of experts, including former Cheltenham Gold Cup winning jockey Mick Fitzgerald, former jockey-turned-broadcaster and journalist Niall Hannity, along with top Yorkshire-based trainer Ferdy Murphy and Lucy Rhodes of William Hill. This preview is free of charge to all racegoers attending on Saturday. Enjoy your racing.